two things that Aussies love. It's sport and referring to sport as a religion. They are probably our two national pastimes. And look, all over Australia, you can find people braving any kind of weather conditions around, from baking heat to drenching rain, just to watch their, as they think of it, team go round. And if your team isn't doing so well, pulling on the club colours and cheering them on can be a pain, but we still do it. So what is it that draws us to be team players, team fans? Well, Nick Olbison is a sociologist. He's on the phone right now. Nick, good morning, mate.
Morning.
What is it, just a kind of modern tribalism, or is there more to kind of finding that team spirit than we think?
No, I think it's a long-term thing. I think we've all kind of wanted to belong to something, and modern sporting teams just happen to do that quite well. I think football in particular, for whatever reason and whatever code, seems to drag us out into those rather deterring circumstances, as you're saying, more than anything. Yeah.
So I'm quite curious about it, though, because there's a kind of, how do I put it, a loyalty to teams where, you know, thick and thin. There's even people who really quite enjoy having the underdog as who they support. What are we looking for when we become a sporting fan?
Yeah, I think it depends on your code, actually, in some ways, because I think in Australia in particular, some sporting fans can be quite fickle, depending on where you are. So, you know, rugby union teams in particular don't seem to get the support that, say, the AFL teams do across the country. Or even in AFL, you can sort of see declining numbers depending on what happens in terms of teams winning. But I think more than anything, I think a lot of people are looking for is a sort of feeling of belonging and collectiveness that kind of comes from supporting football teams. Really kind of emerges out of kind of that sort of small group behaviour, but also large group behaviour. And I think with AFL in particular, it's a kind of very significant amount of identity that comes from belonging to a club, which I think is quite interesting. Even if your team is like bottom of the ladder or whatever, so to speak, you still feel like you belong to something when you go to these games.
Does that say a lot about where we are as a modern society in terms of finding that, and I'm going to keep using the term, that tribe to belong to?
Yeah, well, I think it's sort of, I mean, anthropologists have been saying this for years, I guess. I think this is kind of something that, you know, is kind of harkens back to all any culture, really, when we actually want to belong to something that has a flag and has a jersey and has a badge and all that sort of other stuff, and sort of we can distinguish ourselves from other people in some ways. I know that's very important for AFL people, but I think, you know, I think that it's definitely something that's, it's not necessarily new, I don't think. I think it's something that's indicative of our time and our culture.
Look, in terms of Australian fandom, do we differ from other countries?
Well, we do in some ways, and actually, I hate to say this, but we're actually not as passionate and as crazed as some of the other countries in the world.
Fighting words.
Yes, indeed. I know, I hate to say this, but English, we did, in our study that we did, the English soccer fans were by far and away more passionate and more attached to their teams than AFL and certainly than rugby league teams. I think that's got to do more with a bit of a sense of localism and a sense of identity with towns, whereas in Australia, Collingwood supporters can be from anywhere from Melbourne all the way through to Brisbane. So, yeah, there's this kind of very interesting kind of sense in England in particular that you're very connected to your local team, you're very connected to them, and it becomes a serious sense of your identity.
I was going to ask how much geography would have to do with it, and it sounds like a fair amount.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, Europe in particular, it's a massive issue. But it's a massive thing. Identity, I mean, in terms of geography, I think, yes, definitely, in terms of the us versus them mentality, certainly if you happen to be, for instance, a Queenslander, you definitely don't support anyone from New South Wales. And similarly, if you happen to be into AFL, I guess you probably, if you're a Victorian, you probably tend to not support anyone from New South Wales as well. So there definitely is a certain sense of geography there, for sure.
And just purely out of interest, because I do have to ask, what team do you support?
I happen to be a New Zealander, so I'm a bit of an All Blacks fan. But I've also been a raging Tottenham Hotspur supporter since I was young. So, yes, English football is something I follow too.
Look, English football, even all the way out here, still has an incredible group of fans.
Definitely, yeah. And in fact, we found that Australian and, I guess there must be expat English people, a lot of them become even more attached to their teams when they get here, which is interesting. So, yeah.
That says quite a lot. That says more about psychology than sociology, I think.
Yeah, well, I think it actually says a lot about, you know, that tendency to migrate, and when you actually become, your identity becomes part of who you are a lot more, and you carry that around a lot more when you're in a place that's foreign to you.
It's what's made the joy of the expat community around the world. Nick, thank you very much for quite an interesting insight into kind of the nature of sporting fandom. Have a great weekend.
You too. Thank you.
Nick Osbudson, he's a sociologist, done some interesting studies into the way we love our fandom and our sporting teams. And he's right on most accounts. Certainly when State of Origin comes around, I'm a passionate New South Welshman. Would never leave that team for anything. And you certainly wouldn't find me talking to Queenslanders. But I do have to confess, I am a Hawks fan rather than a Sydney Swans. Sorry about that.